Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
The Bracket is presented by Omega Accounting Solutions. If your business suffered significant financial losses or had a shutdown in part or full during the pandemic, you may be eligible for ERC, Employee Retention Credit, the powerful payroll tax credit. ERC was passed as part of the CARES Act to help small businesses recover from the pandemic. If you employed 5 to 500 employees and paid payroll during COVID, you may be eligible for a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. There are a bunch of subsidies and tax credits for big businesses. Large corporations have been taking advantage of those for decades. The Employee Retention Credit is finally a subsidy made exclusively for small businesses, but it has a limited window of opportunity. Now is the time to act before the government's filing window closes and this refund is gone for good. Omega Accounting Solutions is a government tax incentive expert and offers services in business intelligence, fractional accounting, and analytics. Omega is a small business champion, helping small businesses and small business owners navigate the complexities of the accounting process, particularly for the immense opportunities around the ERC. Omega empowers the small and mid-sized businesses to make informed business decisions through powerful accounting, data analytics, and insightful reporting. A 10-minute call to Omega's ERC specialists could help your company recover up to $26,000 per employee. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com to learn more.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 53. Today we are joined by White Sox Dave, I believe, for the second time. This one definitely, I think, a better fit, maybe. Because last time when we did, I think, Worst Things About New York City, I mean, there was some misunderstanding, I think, maybe. Because we wanted you on so that you could shit on New York City, but we ended up just having actual gripes about the place we live. Mm-hmm. And yours are more general meta things, which made sense. But I think this is a better one, because today we're doing, again, we're doing the waiting times that feel extra long. But before we get to that, let's hear from our first sponsor, Game Time.
All right, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Created by fans for fans, Game Time is the ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute tickets on deals to sports, concerts, and shows. And they guarantee the lowest price. If you haven't given Game Time a shot yet, I have no idea what you're waiting for, because you guys are going to love this app. We had a bunch of Barstool fans using it. They hit us up on social all the time about the great deals they're getting, and I've been using it all year. Again, you guys heard me say it 1,000 times. Used them to go see Bannock at the Disco. Used them to see a Yankee game, and I think I have not Lizzo tickets. I have another group of tickets lined up. I'm going to a Ranger game in early January that I also got with them as well. So it's really easy to use. They have amazing deals, and it is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. Again, you guys are going to love it. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab to create a login, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
All right, thanks to Game Time. Francis and White Sox Dave, you actually spent the weekend together.
Sure did.
Yeah, we did.
Was there any tension? Was there any?
No, but
Are you guys friends?
I had to remind him that we were.
Okay.
I had to tell him we're friends. Remember that?
I'd say we're beyond acquaintances at this point. I don't know if
I'd say friends,
maybe? Spoken into the friend threshold.
I have
like four friends, and that's my limit. So if you break into being a friend of mine, I got to boot someone else out. I hadn't decided.
I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know something? If that video we make goes crazy,
I have a feeling
you're going to be making room for me on that roster pretty quick.
We'll see. We'll see how the reception is. I think it's going to be great. People are going to really like it.
Yeah.
So you only think of numbers and business.
Can't afford to not be friends with someone who's making good work with him.
Yeah. Why can't he afford that?
Because he doesn't make that much good work.
You just said I did. You said the best parts of this.
You need him.
Are, I disagree. I've survived so far. I'm like Tyrion Lannister when they're making fun of him for being.
You know how many times?
Midget.
You know how many times over the weekend Dave told me I know how to do this more than you do.
That is, did he, dude? He.
He,
you can go
we get
ahead.
A teaser on the activities?
I don't want to give away our video.
No, I don't either. That's why you go ahead.
Yeah. So, we went out to dinner on Friday night, and we went to a restaurant, and the woman at the hotel had recommended it and said that it was the most expensive dinner she'd ever had. She went for her anniversary.
Gutman just texted us and said the longest wait is actually waiting for this podcast to start.
We're going to wait. Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, it is a good one.
I don't even know what the,
I don't even know what you guys are getting at.
Topic.
Tune into... I don't, watch the video when it
watch
comes out.
Watch the video when it comes out. It's not a series yet. We don't have a title for it in any way, but it's going to be funny.
It's sad. I wish... I thought everything that happened with us was funny, but it's hard to relate it, and I didn't realize that until I tried just now to tell it.
Right, I know.
Without spoiling anything, yeah.
Exactly.
I'll say this.
No idea what
you said nothing.
You made.
Long story short, Francis brought me out to Scottsdale, Arizona to introduce me to like high-end, high-society people, and I'll leave it at that. And on the flip side, I'm going to have him probably come out of Chicago, go somewhere else, wherever, and I'm going to think of it like when Jack brought Rose to the bottom deck of the Titanic. When they were doing all the Irish jigs and stuff, and she stood on her tippy toes. Like, I'm going to be showing him that side of life.
Oh, this is funny, though.
You've never seen that side of life before.
I don't... Why would I?
Yeah.
What's the point? The thing I forgot to say is that a part of our story was that he and I have a falling out. Okay? I'm not giving anything away when I say that. When we would stop...
Stop there, because you're going to give too much.
No, I promise. I promise I won't.
Okay.
When we stopped rolling... He couldn't get out of that character of hating me.
He doesn't play characters.
I know.
The White Sox, they've method act.
I know. Yeah. So for the rest of the day, when we would just be ordering drinks or what, he was just really mean to me.
it was fun.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
It was very fun.
We'd go up to order a drink, and he'd be like, I'm sorry for my ginger fuckface friend.
Oh, no, that's not... Yeah.
This fucking pretentious... This is my Harvard douchebag friend.
Yeah, I was doing that.
If he didn't say the Harvard...
That's part. When I you said, you know we're friends, right?
I told you haven't broken that threshold yet. You're on your way. You're working hard at getting there, but you have work to do yet.
Right, so I actually do respect you saying that you're not friends yet.
I have four friends. That's it.
It's like a Fab Five. Like,
you guys are all my friends.
T-Mobile Fab Five. So right. Yeah, again, watch that video when it comes out. But we do actually need to get into some bracketing. And on our first matchup of the day, KB just can't believe it.
You guys don't like the thinly veiled references to the video.
Spoiler-free references.
Yeah. I like to take as long as we possibly can.
That was
the first
no
round.
Teaser. That was you guys were working something out with
that
each other.
That was couples therapy.
It was couples therapy.
That kind of was, yeah.
And then have it race and run out of time towards the end. That's what I like how for this show.
I like exactly. How it goes.
The okay, so the first matchup of the day is the number 12 seed. This will be different depending on if you have TSA pre-check, but it's airport security. Getting through the airport security line. It does depend on the airport and shit like that, too. But when it's a long line and you're a little bit late, really fucking sucks. And that's going up against the number 5 seed, the amusement park lines.
Yeah.
I would say specifically, and water parks are worse in my brain because you're not wearing shoes usually, like legit shoes. So you don't have the arch support and you're just flat-footed waiting in a line for a very long time.
Does anybody look good at a water park?
If you have a good
hot people,
body.
You gotta be ripped.
Yeah. You have to be real. You don't really go to water parks.
Hot people don't go to water parks.
That's the thing, too. So,
and since you have a rockin' bod, you go to water parks?
I love water parks.
What?
You don't go.
I would never
go.
Well, I haven't because I don't know where they are.
That's how far removed you are from that demographic.
I mean, we live in New York City.
It's a trashy. Where is you know if you want it to go, you could find one.
We'll
it's
take
just
it
trashy.
A clown.
Handsome people don't go.
Where's the nearest water park?
American Dream Mall.
There's a lot in Jersey.
Splash Splash is pretty close.
I would go
right by a SeaWorld in Scottsdale. We drove right past when I saw.
It was freezing out there.
I don't think you wanted to go to it.
We're not going to a water park when it's cold.
SeaWorld is an aquarium.
Let's go back to our trip. And
that's what I was doing that for.
So, Dave,
wrangle them in.
Airport security or the amusement park lines. which is the longer feeling wait.
I haven't been to an amusement park in probably fucking 20 years. That line always did seem miserable, and I remember I hated all the rich kids because I remember the last time I went to
P passes.
Yeah, they had the cut in line pass.
Yeah.
I never had the luxury of having one of those.
Did you just assume the kids in wheelchairs were rich? These guys don't even have to fucking stand.
Yeah. I assume they were faking it. They're cripple. They were just making shit up. Which don't hate the player, hate the game at that point. But I'm gonna go with the amusement park line for sure.
Amusement park line.
People bitch about TSA, and we fly a decent amount at this company. I never, ever, ever, no matter where I am, have issues with TSA. It's like 15, 20 minutes most.
I go super early to the airport.
I time it every time, and it's shockingly low. How
it's definitely gotten better, I would say.
And I got clear, so
Yeah, that
helps out a lot.
Easier. Nick.
Yeah, I get to the airport about 5 hours early.
Tell the people why.
Never have a rush. Never, you know, if it goes slow, don't care. I'm so afraid of roller coasters. And the last time I was at an amusement park, I was with my high school girlfriend. It was last week. And she loved roller coasters, and I was so nervous. The nerves building up, it makes it last forever. And it's that. It's amusement park lines.
Another for amusement park lines, Jay?
Yeah, TSA can be quick. It can certainly be very delayed. And I've experienced that, and I feel like most people have. But amusement park rides, unless you have like a fast pass after dark type thing, are always substantial. So amusement park.
Fast pass after dark?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like it's a. Have you ever had the amusement park?
It's like a hot water park?
The fast pass is on your cock.
Yeah. What's the after dark part?
If you like stay at a certain place, you're with a certain group, and like the park closes.
Oh,
like, for you.
Okay. All right. Now I get you.
Sound like one of those people that hops the fence and then has their head decapitated because you rode the roller coaster when you weren't supposed to.
No, I mean it's properly staffed.
It's
always a decapitation.
It is
always
nothing less.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy,
Amusement parks. I'm not quite on the same wave as Nick, but I'm pretty close to it. Definitely give enough time, and whenever somebody is late at TSA and they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, my flight. Can I cut the line?" Well, you should have got here fucking earlier. Yeah, how about you got here fucking earlier, and then you won't have to be cutting the line, you asshole. The amusement park.
You let them cut, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because it takes more than one to stand. I mean, if it was just up to me, yeah. But like the TSA people let them through. Amusement park long lines can ruin your whole day. Like if you're in an amusement park for 8 hours and there's an hour and a half lines, you ride like four fucking rides. It's horrible.
80% of the days on in line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, can we do a quick roundtable? Do you guys say online or in line?
I say online.
In line. Everyone outside of Jersey.
In line. What do you say?
I say in line. If you say online, that's you're a,
I think I
a moron.
Both.
Just like that. I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship.
Like I said, you're getting there.
Yeah. The amusement park is the worst payout for you wait for an hour for a 30-second thrill, and if it's not a great roller coaster, it's barely a thrill.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Francis?
I have no problem with... I'm sorry, kid.
The most excruciating wait is not the TSA. It's when the people in front of... waiting for the people to do the bins.
So bins!
Yeah, the bins, they're so slow and dumb. But
then the second you
people
get
know
to the
how,
bin,
have no like, idea how to do bins.
There's like a suction.
I want to just kill them when they're doing the bins slowly. There's no sense of urgency. They're putting it in so slow.
Yep. That's a great point. Francis?
I have no problem with TSA because I have PreCheck and Clear.
You have both.
Yeah, and if you have the right credit card, you get a Clear credit, so it's free, right? and you should, because having those two is, I look at, it's to me, it's the same as having Easy Pass and going through the lane where you can still go 65 miles an hour versus looking at people who are stopping and waiting and getting change from a toll. It's that different.
I was at the airport yesterday. I had the pleasure, Fasoli doesn't have Clear, I do. Us splitting up was the greatest feeling of my life.
How good did that feel?
If you
amazing.
If you have TSA PreCheck and Clear, it's like being taken to a nightclub, skipping the line, and being brought straight to a table that has bottle service already set up.
It does sound wonderful.
It's awesome.
You guys are making me really want to get
closer. You just need to get the right credit card. I'm not gonna hawk credit cards on this, but I'll tell you after.
Is there any more plane flight travel in here?
I don't think any.
Oh, exiting the plane.
E-planing is long.
Wait, we're gonna get to the other stuff.
All right, I forgot about deplaning.
Oh my god.
Does anyone hear
I was not? Behind a woman and I was helping her with her bag and I said, "Which one's your bag?" She forgot the color of her bag. There was one black and one floral.
David,
which one?
You gotta save that.
Wait.
Deplaning is the worst.
Does anyone here not have easy
passes? You forgot the color of your... It's black or floral.
No car.
Tolls?
Yeah.
I don't have a car.
I have easy pass, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not.
It boggles my mind every time when I see people
paying. It's cheaper, too.
Exactly.
It's 50... It's for in Illinois, it's $1.50 for most tolls, and I pay 75 cents with the...
Wow.
Our easy iPass.
50% savings. Next up is the number 4 seed, Waiting for Christmas Morning as a Child, knowing what's coming the next day. We're all God-fearing Christians here, right?
Yeah, I believe in the one true God.
Yes, me too. Yep. Me too. Just, always have.
Just look like I don't, but I do.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason I ask is because of you, Tommy. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. Robbie Fox actually added this to me at the buzzer, Waiting for Women to Get Ready.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Wait for those damn ladies to get ready.
They be shopping.
They be shopping like crazy. So, Francis, you get to go first. Christmas morning or waiting for women to get ready?
Well, this is why I'm a little confused. I mean, what are we saying what's worse?
What feels like the longer wait.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. That's actually tricky. This is a tricky one.
This is a 4 versus 13?
It's a 4 versus 13, yeah.
It's tricky because...
Closer than that. It feels closer than that.
If you rush the woman, she's going to look ugly.
Can't have
true.
That.
Yeah.
Not have that.
And I'm also money on your arm.
Also the there's a visceral nostalgia to Waiting for Christmas, but one that has stopped bothering me in the last 15-20 years. Mm-hmm. Whereas the woman thing became a problem in the last 10 years.
It shifted.
Yeah, and now I know that's going to plague me for the rest of my life waiting for my wife, whereas Christmas is never... I'll probably be hoping I had more time, because once we have kids I'll wish I had more time to wrap the presents and shop and all that. So I want to say that from this point in my life it's the women, but I am such a sucker for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I have such fond memories and that anticipation, there's nothing like it. So I'll say Christmas.
I'm gonna go one for Christmas, KB.
Yeah, I am always late and never in a rush to leave, so I'm fine with that. But the Christmas is top dog. Mm-hmm. That was my first.
It's not the number one.
First all nighter. I stayed up till 6, and yep. I was so excited that I didn't even feel tired the whole day.
Yep, that's true. That does feel very long as well. Tommy?
Yeah, I think any night you have something to look forward to in the morning, it feels like it's taken so long to get to sleep. And Christmas morning as a kid is the quintessential example of that. I think it's one of the first things.
This is going to be tough to top, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I'll go with the Wait for Christmas.
Steve?
Waiting for Women to Get Ready has been made a lot easier with smartphones. Like, you can just go on Twitter, go on Instagram, whatever, and you can go on social media or play a game or whatever and kind of waste time that way. You do get like kind of annoyed because you're going to be late, but there are ways to occupy your mind. Whereas as a kid, you know, taking it back to our age, there weren't smartphones. You couldn't really, it was literally just the anticipation. So Christmas morning.
This morning, Nick?
Did you guys sneak to look at your presents?
I'd never
try to find them.
They hid it too well.
I was too afraid. I knew exactly where they were.
Yeah, for some reason, I did not.
I was such a good boy. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I didn't even try to look.
Yeah, I didn't even, I knew they were in there and I was like, no, I can't. It was in the storage room where we have the fridge that has the pop in it, and I had to send other people. I would send my friends in there to get the pop, and I would be like, don't fucking tell me what I'm getting for Christmas.
Man.
You guys, you had to have had an upstairs bedroom, because going down the stairs and seeing the sight of the living room.
Oh, yes.
Did Santa wrap your presents? Mine were unwrapped and set up.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Always.
No.
Oh, no. Heavens.
So I go right to playing, and then my parents start
raw
making breakfast.
Dog?
No.
Yeah, my presents were open, like,
wow,
unwrapped. I thought it was like a 50-50 split of wrapped and not.
Oh, no way.
I guess, Gooch, come on now.
I guess Santa just knew that
big.
West Virginia, you know, was probably a locale he didn't want to spend much time in.
So he opened them and set them up?
Due to the opioids.
Yeah.
Wait, or he knew they wouldn't be able to set up
the my everything was out of. I didn't have boxes, so if I got something like a PlayStation, it was up and out. It was out of the box.
Out of the box?
Yeah.
Your parents were stealing gifts.
No, what? Oh, fuck.
Your parents were stealing gifts.
No, Santa doesn't wrap gifts.
That was
the best. I would turn the corner and they'd be set up.
They are exclusively wrapped. In every Christmas film,
he doesn't wrap gifts from my parents.
Elves wrap the gifts and then
elves didn't wrap mine. Elves didn't wrap mine. You know, it's the wait for Christmas morning.
Did any of you guys actually get Cole?
Looking at.
Did you only get Cole, Dave?
Nudes on my PSP.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
My PSP once. I actually got a PSP for Christmas. And then the next year, I saw my brother had used the Google feature on it.
Yeah.
He just Googled teacher Big Bob's girl. Like over and over. He tried to find 15 different ways to figure it out.
You couldn't go portrait mode on the PSP. So you could only choose if you want to see tits or pussy. And you had to scroll up and down to see which one you wanted.
Yep.
I think porn came the year after I stopped kind of caring about Christmas.
Yeah.
So it was a nice
White Sox Dave
segue.
It's Christmas, and to kind of Nick's point, I had a big family. So I have five siblings. There's six of us total. And once like Santa Claus we all knew he was faking everything when I was really young. My parents would put all the presents out for like a week beforehand. And just being in the standoff, staring with those presents, knowing that you had, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, whatever, before you could open them. And my parents were so good about telling us to fuck off every single time we tried to open. Just come on, just one. Nope, you gotta wait. They had ironclad will, and that wait was, it was torturous. It was torturous.
Being down and seeing that you have the biggest gift, because I have two younger boys.
Oh, that it was always, it was like a dick measuring contest.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Having a sibling on Christmas, I lost every year.
It was great. I don't think I only won once, but I loved it.
I think like ninth grade, my mom, all for Christmas, all I got was sweaters with elbow patches. I called it elbow patch Christmas.
I get pissed or something?
Even talking. I know. My mom just thought I liked elbow patches.
You have tweed?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. I got the smallest presents. My stocking was stuffed so plump because I was more of a handheld kid.
I do love a good stocking stuff.
Oh, stockings. I like stockings more than going downstairs.
Did you guys get oranges at the bottom?
It's like a porn.
No.
Oh, that was a tradition. We always had an orange at the bottom.
You two just like saying things that think are pretty regular. That are not very regular.
We had an orange at the bottom of our stocking.
Like a tangerine?
I bet you there's going to be a shocking amount of people that Santa went unwrapped.
When this episode drops, we'll put a poll out, and I think it's going to be shockingly against you.
Yeah, I can't believe Santa was raw dogging your Christmas.
I know. No,
Was it every present?
No, only the Santa presents.
But like the fact that it not only
But even the small ones?
Yeah, Santa presents went in the own section of the room.
But the fact that they weren't, not only weren't they wrapped in wrapping paper, they were out of the box.
And set up, dude.
How many Santa presents did you get?
About six.
Oh, really? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What?
That's a lot of Santa presents.
Yeah. I didn't get very many parent gifts.
I got one Santa present.
Oh, no.
I got 20.
Oh, yeah.
20 Santas? Yeah, I mean, weren't all expensive, but 20 nonetheless.
I always got one Santa present, and then the rest were from family.
Mm-hmm. One?
So, but was it your big gift from Santa?
Usually the big gift was
my parents took credit for the big gift.
I think mine were all Santa.
You didn't get any parent?
I think maybe one or two, but mine was that's heavy Santa.
You had some cold parents.
I was like a 50-50 split.
I had some selfless parents. Weren't trying to take Santa's
credit. Selfless, if anything.
Yeah.
No, they didn't give him any gifts. All of his gifts were from Santa. Thank God Santa liked you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Parents didn't.
One year my parents were down super bad, and the gift was a boombox.
With like an old over the shoulder boombox.
No, it was like a really small one. It was like this big.
They should have worked harder.
They were in tough straits. It was that and one disc to play, and it was the Lord of the Rings Return of the King soundtrack.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I played it a trillion times. I burned that CD down. Okay, so the next matchup we have as Christmas moves on is the number 9 seed, waiting for a medical test to come back. That's from Tommy, who has a lot of
it's stressful.
You always think it's bad.
You always think no matter answer. What. I mean, KB, you had a scare as well, I believe.
As did Francis.
Mm-hmm. Francis, yeah, definitely.
I'd have an ultrasound on my nuts once.
You know, people give me shit for this. I don't know what you want me to fucking say.
Oh, you had a scare?
No, he's just
I literally posted the biopsy report from the hospital. And people are still like, oh, you faked cancer. All right.
You faked cancer.
What kind of cancer? What kind of cancer did you fake?
Dude. I was diagnosed.
I actually,
with vocal cord tumors on my vocal cords that were cancerous malignancies.
Did you ever like sue your doctor? Fuck that.
No, because he told me we've learned that you don't have cancer. So if anybody were to sue, it would be the woman.
You posted it after he told you that. That's the thing.
Or no, look, yeah, because that's what. No. I posted the biopsy report when I.
It overlapped.
Oh, you know, you're right. You're right.
You didn't delete it because you found like 20 minutes in.
No, I didn't. I didn't post the biopsy report. Only I posted the biopsy report once I realized that
hospital.
Once I realized I had to prove that I had been diagnosed.
Oh. Hmm.
Because Nate immediately blogged that I had faked cancer to get a job at Barstool.
All right, I'm on your side.
Yeah, we're back on your side.
That blog's still up?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Somewhere. That's going up against the number 8 seed, waiting for a college application to come back, or waiting for like whichever one you wanted to go to, I guess.
I never dug deeper into that story because how awful of you, and I respect you.
I mean,
I respect the hell out of you.
It was it sucked. It really sucked.
It was unbelievably great timing, though, to get to write the song about cancer like that day.
Yeah, but what nobody saw was that, you know, when I got told by my doctor that I had cancer, I was weeping.
Yeah, that, no, I mean, that makes sense.
And I had to call my parents.
You were always going to weep.
And tell them.
If you would have timed that announcement,
wait, you
probably would have chosen that day.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, you had cancer.
Are you too manly to cry over having cancer?
Yeah.
So, Francis, you're going first, waiting for a medical test to come back or waiting for a college application to come back?
Medical
test.
This guy went to Harvard, I mean.
Makes sense. Hey, you weren't, like, at all, hesitant, or no, that's not the right word, like, anticipating the Harvard application coming back?
I knew I would get in.
Oh, okay.
Because I was a recruited athlete.
Okay, that's fair. KB?
Yeah, medical by a lot.
Medical by a lot. Tommy, I'm only assuming you're going medical.
Easily?
Jay?
Is medical on which one?
Versus waiting for a college application then to come back.
Yeah, I mean, call it, you, I don't want to say like spray and pray, but like we had common kind of application where you'd apply to like 12 different schools or whatever. So
there was usually a deadline too of like you'll start knowing at this date.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, you knew what to expect, when to expect.
Yeah, so the medical.
Medical.
I went to WVU. It was the only school. I just, do you want to go here? And I checked, yeah. Got in. Medical.
Medical, White Sox.
You always think it's AIDS or cancer.
Yeah.
I don't think
I've never thought AIDS.
AIDS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
AIDS or cancer? It's like, oh, fuck. Did I sit on a needle? Well, did I fuck a guy with AIDS?
I've ever worked.
I don't remember sitting on a needle.
Ever waited for a medical test to come back outside of like a general physical or something?
No STDs? Test?
Ignorance is bliss.
Remember Donnie was telling us that?
I've heard.
You've heard what?
I've heard that they shove a fucking Q-tip up your dick hole.
It's not true.
It used to be, and now it's different.
Long ago. They don't do that anymore.
College, for me, that's... I mean, we're the same age. So in college, people were like, yeah, I just went and got an STD test.
Really? They were getting it that way?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a lot. I got tested frequently, and I never had that once. From when I was like probably 19, 20.
I've never been tested for what can we
you're saying that like proudly. Yeah. You didn't fall into the peer pressure of it.
Yeah. I don't give in to peer pressure, no.
No, no.
I do.
Riddled with
I go by the beat of my own drum.
Dave, did you think you thought I actually faked cancer? I bet you were one of those people.
Oh yeah. No, I didn't. but I will act on social media and whatnot as if I do believe that you faked cancer.
Sound like a random word generator right now.
Yeah. What
do you mean? I don't know. It's just the way you're enunciating. It's just, you sound like Microsoft Sam.
It's because the syphilis is rattling his brain, you know?
I don't have syphilis. Is somebody who is still using the free trial version of your own brain.
That's insulting.
Yeah, that was.
I think it was meant to be. I know. Then it was insulting. But I will act on social media, like I said, that I truly, truly believe that you faked having cancer, even though I know that you're not that big of a piece of shit.
But is that because of the conversation we've had here today?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't think you're that.
And I retract the free trial.
Like, that's fucked up.
I think fish antibiotics are the same as human, except they smell worse. So if you do think you have an STD, you can go to a pet store and get a fish antibiotic.
Wow. I don't think that's true.
That is.
It's science.
We'll have to figure that out.
Oh, no, Google that.
Oh, white bumps, Dave.
White. Have any white bumps?
White bumps. Socks rhymes with cocks, and you went with white bumps, Dave.
Medical test is going to win white. Easily. Next up, we have the number one seed. This is just like more, I guess, the stereotypical one, but like everyone suggested it, everyone had it. It's just anything involving the DMV, and like as much as that is a stereotype, it's 100% true.
It's the worst place on earth.
Every time you go to a DMV, it's the worst.
It's and the worst place on earth.
Never improved.
There's no fast pass at a DMV. You're sitting there miserable with everybody.
It's the great equalizer.
That's true. Rich or poor, it doesn't matter. And that's going up against our chain game, which we can debate to go up against the DMV. First one, I bet you can guess whose this is. Waiting for DirecTV to reboot your Sunday NFL ticket after it's all fucked up week one.
Yep, every year.
Losing your virginity. Also, Stephen Chay. You were what, 26?
Okay. A few days shy of 20, 19.
Okay.
Shout out to those. Getting laid in my teens.
That ain't bad.
betting the under and waiting for the end of a game, which I bet. Think the gamblers here, that's
okay. A good one.
Yeah. I think that's a solid one. An Uber home when you need one immediately. Like that, I think you suggested
that's
that.
That was mine. It's whenever I call an Uber, if I try to time it so whatever I'm wrapping up as I'm leaving, wherever I'm leaving, I want it
there.
If you have like an extra few things to do, you got to brush your teeth, whatever. It's like it's there within 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you want that Uber immediately, you pull. Like we had that a couple times. You're like 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah, 15.
It's like what?
Tough.
Even like 7 minutes.
Like that's even. Yeah,
I get pissed off at 4 in New York City.
New York. Yeah.
Not be.
There's every no car excuse. On the road is an Uber.
Yep.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Next we have waiting for your mom to get back in line at the supermarket.
Oh,
she moves you in line, she runs off to go grab something. You're sitting there alone with a big old
$400
of the grocery.
Yeah, or she just never comes back, and you realize she ran off with the accountant.
Exactly,
always the accountant.
This is a Goochman special. Waiting for your parents to leave so that you could pound off.
Oh yeah,
oh,
really good one.
Yep.
And then the last one on is waiting a whole month after beating Brandon Fifield in the Purple Raider Open to face Kyle Lagendurfer in the Kent State, Illinois duel, only to lose in heartbreaking fashion.
Wow. Wow. And the worst part is I didn't beat Brandon Fifield. It was a medical forfeit. It was actually a double medical forfeit, and they just gave me the win. It was an open tournament.
Wait, what's a double medical?
It was my last tournament of my career. I knew I wasn't coming back to wrestling. So once you get to the consolation round, you know, I'm like, fuck this. I was in fucking Alliance, Ohio. I wanted to just drive home and party. So I forfeited. I said, I'm out. Apparently, he did the same before I did. So I got the win.
Wait, you just
failed.
You were on scholarship and you were just like, I'm not doing it.
This was an open tournament.
So you just sign up.
So like I was a backup.
You could sign up.
So yeah, it was a joke. The coaches weren't there. It was just, I'm done.
It's so sad how much funnier real names are than fake names.
Because you can tell when they're real.
I know.
Kyle Lagendurfer.
I'm so glad I lost to Lagendurfer because he was like a top ranked 149 pounder and I almost beat him. If I would have beaten him, I would have went back for my fifth year. Probably I would have had the confidence. I was like, yeah, because he ended up like doing well at Nationals. So there we go.
How about Brandon Fifield?
He's
no good.
He's a good high schooler.
Hey, was it scary? I would have been thinking super scary going into a wrestling match. I'd get scared.
Oh, yeah. If I was going up against Tywon Claxton, I'd be horrified.
Yeah, I would get very nervous, like cripplingly.
You throw up?
No, but I wouldn't be able to like have like fun on my phone.
Damn, man.
Oh,
you must have been fucking scared.
You pussy.
You couldn't play Temple Run right before the big
No, I remember trying. Like, I can't even enjoy apps.
All right, so here's the full chain options again. Waiting for DirecTV to reboot, losing your virginity. I also added waiting for Rockstar to release a new game. That might be only applied to like one person here other than me.
I don't play GTA or anything.
Yeah, betting the under and waiting for the end of the game. Uber home when you need it immediately, waiting for your mom to get back in line at the supermarket, waiting for your parents to leave so you can pound off, and lastly, waiting a whole month after beating Brandon Fifield in the Purple Raider Open to face Kyle Lagendurfer?
That's Division 3, Kyle.
Langendorfer.
Sure isn't.
Kent State, Illinois duel only to lose in heartbreaking fashion.
What?
Union?
That was the open tournament.
Oh, I know.
Brandon Fifield went to Michigan State.
Fifield, okay. So, ooh, Francis, which one time do you want to be the chain option?
I guess it's the Uber wait for me.
The Uber when you need it immediately, KB?
Yeah, I've had some bad Ubers, like in Lawrence, Kansas, Ohio, 23 minutes, and they still aren't there.
The Ubers get two, Tommy?
Agreed. Uber. And I'm not even talking about the 20-minute Ubers. I'm talking about I see 9 minutes. And I'm
It seems like 30 minutes.
In the grand scheme of things, an incredibly small sliver of time, but it feels like forever.
Jay?
Virginity. I mean, when you're like 15, 16, it hasn't happened yet. It happened for a few friends. It just feels like it's never going to happen. I mean, obviously it does. But that feels like the longest waiting period to me.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
I think waiting for your mom when she has to jump out of line.
Yeah.
Mad at her for being forgetful. The cashier starts ringing up faster than I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
She's getting up closer and closer. She didn't leave me with like the check that she paid with. Your mom paid with check at the grocery store. That was like a thing.
Yeah, mine did.
Yeah, she made me fill it out as she was putting stuff on the...
Weird.
Huh.
When I used to work as a cashier at a supermarket, I hated when people paid in check. It's the worst thing ever.
What supermarket did you go to? Respex?
I had to. That was the flagship of my family.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go to Kroger.
Kroger's way better, but
fucking
Respex.
God damn.
But anyway, she would... And it was always like a main... She always forgot milk or like a main thing. That's what you go to the grocery store for.
Exactly.
Hunt. I'm going with that.
Did you hear that, Francis?
I did.
Are you going to chastise him?
Well, he's not referring to women in general as cunt.
His mother. I think it'd be.
Somehow it's less bad.
Because I don't mean it.
Well, technically, if you say all women are cunts, then you're also referring to his mom.
No, he's not saying all women are cunts.
What is this debate? Have you had this debate?
If everyone in this room were women other than Dave, he might say, there's some good cunt in here.
Such bullshit.
Use it to describe.
You
said this on a snake draft. Didn't you say you referred to like you're going out to the bar tonight hunting for some cunt?
Yes.
How does that word like...
You're a lot...
Can I speak? No.
Can I speak?
Go.
You're thinking of something.
I knew two people from New Zealand who played baseball with my buddy in the Red Sox.
You didn't know them then?
Yeah, I mean, I met them. And it didn't matter if I had met them.
You have 3 degrees of separation.
They said this in my presence. This is where I got it from.
So if somebody says a word in your presence, but that's cool in their culture, you can say it?
Yeah.
Any black people.
Don't be ridiculous.
I know where to draw the line.
They'll never do that.
And they were brothers, not twins.
Wait, what?
Brothers?
We're African American.
They're very, very white. They looked like us, aside for
Nick. Just Italian.
No, I know. I was, they didn't. They had clean shaven,
Okay.
I wasn't talking about Steven or anything. And that's what they said. They're like, hey, let's go get some cunt tonight, mate. And I'm like, that
wasn't the worst. I expected a way worse impression out of Dave there.
But it was hilarious. And I would say it like to my friends behind closed doors. And I said it in front of Carl one time and he made it public. I don't go around saying that. I said it as a joke a handful of times. And people think that I just like, hey, dude, let's go play some beer pong and get some fucking cunt tonight. I don't say that. I said it as a joke a handful of times. What?
No.
I'm sorry. Here's a question I got for you, actually. If you
didn't
hear or misunderstood someone and you reply with what, would you get yelled at instead of saying pardon or I'm sorry?
No.
I would get yelled at for that growing up.
Yeah, really? My mom wouldn't call me out.
My dad did not like it.
Wow.
Yeah. It is rude. Just say what?
Yeah, so... Yeah.
That wasn't something...
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I say sorry one more time or something like that.
Yeah.
That may be even worse. That's maybe the most offensive way you can refer to a vagina that you want to have sex with.
Dude, I think in America. It's more like the way I understood it was that you were at a bar and you're like, there's some good cunt in there.
It's all the same at that point.
To me, it's like you're using the word cunt to describe women, not I want to get some pussy.
That's I use it as pussy. Or they use it as pussy, and
parodied them.
Yes.
These guys that no one has met that you
your friends.
I can say their names, Moko and Mono, Mono Roa. I'll show you them.
They were okay. White?
So, no, these are Maori guys.
Oh, they were Aborigines.
They were definitely just Maoris. They were not. They were Aboriginals?
No, they're from New Zealand, not Australia. I don't think there's Aborigines in New Zealand.
So confused by this.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You just said that they were Aborigines.
I was joking.
You got me again.
Yes, I was.
Was their names?
With their names?
Moko, M-O-K-O, and Mono, M-O-N-O, Mono Roa.
What did they sound Aboriginal.
It sounds
they're Polynesian.
They're white. It sounds like they're Maori.
Yeah, they maybe a little Polynesian skin tone-ish.
We're getting too deep. Yeah. We're getting too deep.
Google them. You got the computer right there.
I'm not gonna dox these dudes. All right, next up.
Oh, they don't care, I promise.
They're doxed. Yeah,
they're your friends after minutes. All. That
I already told
one time.
Sorry, multiple.
They don't care. Do you have their phone numbers?
No.
No shot.
When was the last time you spoke to them?
It would have been 2011. Going on, you know, a dozen years.
All right, so DMV.
Past a dozen years, even, some would say.
DMV shit versus waiting for the Uber. White Sox Dave, you're up first.
DMV, it's the DMV, it's like 100% of the time. The DMV is the worst place on the planet. Mm. And like someone said, it's a great equalizer. You could come from, you know, Fortune 500 CEO father or just the slum of the slums, and you're all the same in there. The DMV does not care. And you're sitting there miserable, waiting for your number to be called. It's the worst thing on the planet.
And again, it's a stereotype that is also completely true, yeah. Like 100% of the time.
It's
always
it's
sucks.
Not a stereotype if it's 100% true.
Exactly, yeah.
That's just the truth at that point.
What's this going up against?
It's going up against waiting for the Uber.
Okay.
Like a long wait for an Uber.
The DMV is an exciting place for me. You're going there to test for your license. You're excited, your permit, you're nervous. There's some good memories attached to it. You get the people watching there. I bet you there's like a secret DMV for the wealthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they have something else.
Like, you know, like a secret society.
Much
DMV.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know,
Illuminati for bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, cause like, you know, there's pictures of like, oh, there's Andrew Garfield on the subway. You've never seen a celebrity photo snapped inside.
No.
I was on the subway with Paul Giamatti one time.
Oh, rock.
He's a man. He's down to earth.
I saw him on the subway once.
Can I tell a brief DMV story?
Yes.
So my license when I was 19 or 20 got suspended for underage consumption. So I lost it for an entire year.
Lose your license for underage drinking?
Yeah, in Illinois you can. Sucks. So
not
I lost it
driving,
for a year.
Just
no,
drink,
just
drinking.
Underage consumption. That's after crazy. A couple of them, I had a few. But it didn't really matter because I was in college, so I wasn't driving anyway, so it wasn't the biggest deal. But I went to go get it reinstated. My brother went to go, he turned 16, went to go get his actual license, and my dad was going to renew his motorcycle license. We all went together in the same day. In that time, my dad was doing yard work that morning. You know when you throw a dark shirt in the wash and with bleach and it has splotches? He was wearing that to cut the grass that day just because it was shit anyways, you know? And so he's like, all right, let's go. We're all going to the DMV. And hop in. I'm like, I'm not going to public with you wearing that shirt. And he's like, we're going to the fucking DMV. Who cares? So I suck it up. He's embarrassing me already. As we're walking in, the hottest girl I grew up with was walking out with her mom or dad or whatever. And we like struck up a conversation. I'm like, hey, this is my loser father with his fucking splotchy shirt on. And to this day, it like horrifies me.
How bad were the stains?
Oh, they were everywhere. Like everywhere on the shirt. It was like a tie-dye shirt at
like
that point.
Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm like scarred because of it. You asked me why I am the way I am.
Well, you spoke to your father the exact way that you introduced me the entire time we were in Scottsdale.
Well,
my loser friend, fucking dad.
I didn't say loser. I said douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's a difference.
Who was the girl?
I'm not going to say her name. I'll show you her.
Yeah.
Her name was Hanakoko Fukadaka.
Yeah, yeah. Blue eyes.
These guys are back in New Zealand.
She's really good at the luau.
Yeah.
She wore lace. Good at the
loved rugby. Yeah.
Great piece of cunt.
I remember when I would snap off the back of her coconut bra.
We were all really excited about that full left arm sleeve tattoo she got. Tribal pattern.
Nick. It was the Uber versus the DMV.
It's Uber.
It's Uber, Jay.
Yeah, I guess Uber. I am not a fan of Uber or card services or all the paying for convenience in general, and I like to try and minimize that, but Uber.
Uber.
I'm going Uber too. I've had very minimal experiences at the DMV. I know the last time I was there was for Barstool, and I was an intern at a register, our RV in the state of Massachusetts or something. That was the last experience I had there. Yeah, I was probably pretty nervous. It's like, I'm definitely going to fuck this up and get us registered in the wrong state. But yeah, the Uber wait is something I encounter a lot more. And like, you go to the DMV, you're expecting to wait a while. If you order an Uber, you're not expecting to wait.
That's fair.
So I'll go with the Uber.
DMV by a lot. There's no reward at the end, so that makes the wait a little bit worse.
Damn, much to consider.
Francis. I actually have a expired identification right now, I think.
I do too. It's been expired for like 3 years. I carry my passport everywhere now.
Yeah, that's true. You have to. You have told us that.
Mm-hmm. So you can't drive?
No.
Wow.
I have no need to.
I guess not. The last DMV experience I had completely changed my opinion of the DMV.
A negative or a positive?
I had such a good experience.
Really?
I don't know if I got the one employee who just was like the most effective, efficient person, but I had a lot of things that I needed help with, and she basically just took a pile of credentials that I had brought and was like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We can combine these two things to get you this. And given that this is coming up soon, why don't I just extend that for another 10 years? Here you go. You're good.
It must have been the newest society one.
It was unbelievable. It was the regular DMV downtown New York, and
one by Hudson Yards.
No,
that's the one I went to.
The one all the way by the one all the way down at the southern tip.
Oh, I heard that one was really efficient. Yeah. I've heard good things about that.
It was really good, and she nailed it. She got me my like real enhanced ID, got me all kinds of stuff.
I need to do that.
Registered me for voting. All kinds of things that I just wasn't even asking for. She just nailed it. So,
but was the wait like, how did that feel?
Not bad.
Oh,
can you shout this woman out for us?
Can't remember her name.
That's unfortunate.
I'm gonna go this week.
I've heard the if you're a shaky driver, the Chinatown DMV is the place to go.
That's fucking.
That's
God.
Just what I've heard.
You're so lucky, man.
Yeah.
That he can make those jokes.
That's what I. That's I haven't been.
No,
there.
He's not making a joke. He's very.
That's literally what I've been told.
Yep.
Huh.
I mean, a good joke, but it was.
So it has to be Uber for me then.
Yeah. And Uber's going to win. Before we get to the other half of our bracket, let's hear from our second sponsor of the day, 3Chi. All right. Let's talk about 3Chi. We're now introducing the next evolution in ultra pure cannabis products, Delta 9O by 3Chi. 3Chi Delta 9O products deliver a similar yet smoother, stronger, and longer-lasting euphoria compared to traditional marijuana products. This high-quality and federally legal hemp-derived product raises the bar for what you should expect from a cannabis product in both effects and experience. We talk about 3Chi all the time. I am yet to try Delta 9O, but I'm very excited for it. We use the products constantly. It's all around the office. I'm sure you can picture it in your mind with everything we got going on there. I've used the gummies, the cookies, the brownies, and also the Rice Krispie Treat, which I talk about all the time, which, again, their edibles are incredible. They're so good. Get your exclusive 10% discount on 3Chi Premium THC products by going to 3Chi.com. That's the number 3CHI.com. And use promo code BARSTOOL10 to get 10% off your order today. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly.
Thanks to 3Chi. All right, our first matchup of the other side is waiting for your food at the restaurant. Say you're super hungry. Make the order. You're just sitting there. Every time the waiter, like you see in the peripheral, you look, you know it's not your food. It sucks. That's going up against the 11 seed. I put it as last hours of a shift, like the last couple hours of a shift. Mm-hmm. If it's like a regular blue-collar job or something, last few hours of like your work day or something like that. But you get to start this time. Francis.
Well, are you going to throw the last few hours of school in there?
You could do like...
I think that's fair.
You can make it like last few hours of 9 to 5 and then like that can kind of count towards that, I guess.
Because I mean, waiting for that clock to go when you were in class when you were a kid was so bad.
Yeah, let's call it that. We'll just say like last couple hours of 9 to 5.
What was the other option?
Waiting for your food at a restaurant.
I'm going school day.
School day?
Yeah.
School or work. Either works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not this job, but
yeah, not definitely not here, but like at a
corollary. What was the worst time to look at the clock,
let's say for a 9-to-5 job where you realized you still had so much time left.
2:30.
I think you're right around that.
Yeah, if it's 2.5 hours, that's still way too long.
Because your lunch carries you through to about 1:30.
Yeah. You have to strategically plan lunch.
And then you have another half an hour before you start to get antsy.
Yeah.
At least.
Tommy?
I'm specifically thinking of like school, 7th period. You look up at the clock, there's still 22 minutes left. And you're like, this is an impossibly long. I'm convinced some periods of school were just longer.
Yeah.
Somehow they were longer.
Classes were like 40 minutes too.
43 minutes.
They felt so long.
Yeah.
So
excruciating.
So crazy. The longest 40 minutes.
We had some longer
in
classes.
Hindsight, you're like, that was only 45 minute classes.
Yeah.
Mm. Nope. That's nothing.
It's nothing.
They crawled.
Che.
I think the end of your school workday.
End of workday.
Yeah.
Nick.
I didn't mind school. I was a big class napper. I had fun classes. My senior year, I had like darkroom photography, golf, and calligraphy.
What fucking school did you go to?
Yeah.
Jesus. Are you talking about college or
high school? No, I'm talking about like Wheeling Park.
Huh. You had a calligraphy class?
I was the only lefty in the class.
Are you good at golf?
No.
Dave?
I'm going to take it to the workforce. When you're hungover at work.
Yeah.
And you have to throw a frisbee.
You get that. All the people, Kyle.
That was a.
All the people.
Tell the people.
What's this?
He said he's.
Okay, the challenge that we did was harder than it looked, but you
were. Much harder. I was also exceptionally hungover that day and out of shape. I will say this, that challenge, watching it back on when it was aired, like a month later or whatever. Caused me to get back in shape.
Is this Rediscovering America?
Yeah, Rediscovering America.
No, it's not.
Barstool versus America. Yes.
60% of our shows have the word America.
Yeah, so I mix them all up. But like, I've been, prior to Barstool, I was working a sales job 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day.
Oh,
and those last few hours when you're hungover, you're sitting there just getting bitched at by, for me, it was like sometimes as many as 8 different bosses. My boss's boss. And then the people you're working with and trying to sell shit to, and you're just like, someone shoot me in the fucking face. I'd rather die than wait these last 2 hours.
So that's going to be going clean sweep. Clean sweep, and you get to go first on the next one, Dave. waiting in a long bathroom line when you really have to pee. I would say if it's a unisex line, it makes it 100 times worse, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, unisex line pisses me off more than anything in a bar
one in,
or whatever.
One out, yeah.
Fucking sucks. And that's going up against the number 14 seed. You added this, Che. And at first I was like, this isn't really a problem that much anymore, but it really was when it was. So buffering videos. Like when your videos are sitting there buffering, it takes forever. Yeah. And yeah, that's great. And then only like...
It's a problem if you're on the Barstool Sports Wi-Fi.
That's true. Yeah, here it is a huge problem. But like, especially when it only buffers like a few seconds and then it goes forward for a second. You're like, oh, and then it stops. It's just brutal. So which one of those does it for you more, Dave?
It's the bathroom line. I was illegally streaming the Bears game prior to getting on the flight on Sunday to come out here from Arizona.
You wanted to legally stream, but you couldn't.
I couldn't. But sometimes, there's been multiple times actually when I've had to piss it. I've just like left bars and gone behind the bar and pissed behind a dumpster and shit because I had to go that bad. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody here says they haven't done that, you're lying.
I've absolutely done that.
I've done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or some variation of it. Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like painful at a point.
Yeah, it is. It's the line to wait to piss.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pissing more and more.
Welcome to the club, brother.
Man, oh man, I'm tired of my dick hole's raw.
It's honestly, it's a miserable existence. I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Good God,
every 20 minutes I get up and I go pee.
I don't know if it's like a nerves thing, but like now I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in an Uber for 10 minutes. I better piss before we go.
Yeah.
What has happened?
I think especially if I drink like beers, it's like my fucking bladder shrinks to the size of like a quarter. Sucks.
Yeah.
You want to get your dick hard at night, drink like 20 ounces of water right before bed.
What?
Holy cow. Because you'll wake up with just a throbbing cock. And you just have to go pee like 2 hours later.
Are we in the chase?
So wait, if you don't.
Wait, are we in the trust tree?
Hold on.
Us?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
This happened to me recently, and I couldn't put get my dick down, so I just pissed in the bathtub.
Wait, why? Did you not have your own?
I had to piss that bad. Because you gotta like over? Bend down and lean over. I'm like, fucking, I just let it rip in the bathtub.
Thank God we're in the trust tree and it's just us hearing this.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And, you know. I trust that I believe that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this your
own? Don't tell anybody that.
Your own bathtub?
It was my own bathtub, yes.
How often do you take baths?
Never. So I turn the shower on.
Well, we're both shower sitters, no?
When I'm hungover, yeah.
Yeah.
Pure. It's just urine.
Yeah.
Man.
It's sterile.
Just piss the bed, Dave.
I've never done that, actually. From drinking.
Never piss the bed.
Not from consuming too much alcohol, no. I got friends that do it like every fucking weekend to this day.
Well, you've done it just one of your four friends.
Four friends.
No, I've never, not as an adult, no.
Got it.
So, Che, you're picking, I'm assuming, the bathroom line.
Yes.
Bathroom line?
Yeah, but I mean, as a big time peer, it's a travesty.
When you're waiting, you got that, you know you're next.
Yeah.
And they're like,
that's why it's the worst.
Fucking taking a shit in there or something.
Or you're in a, you when, can like, apply this to a car. You're in a car, a long ride, yeah. Got to pee. No, you're right at almost at the rest stop, but you're not there yet.
Like inching along the highway.
Yeah.
When three girls go in the bathroom at once, I just want
to shoot myself,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. It fucking sucks. KB.
Well, I think the bathroom one is justifiable because sometimes it is long. And it is an emergency, a literal emergency. Whereas if it buffers for 4 seconds, I will maybe just exit out and give up on the entire video.
You got thrown out of Dante's bar for cutting line in the for the bathroom.
I had to throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Yeah,
that was
like,
my only option.
It was so justified, but you got the boot.
Yeah.
They probably booted you because you threw up.
No, I made it to the bathroom.
Yeah, but still, like, if you're like, I need to get in because I need to throw up, they're probably going to be like, yeah, get out of here.
He didn't say that. He just ran in front of the line.
Okay, either way.
When was this? Whatever. I don't remember this. Was this at Uproar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
that. No, that's in Cleveland.
Oh,
yeah.
Francis?
You're with us though, right?
I was not.
Bathroom line?
Because Corey was doing I couldn't take any more of it.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's fair.
His accents?
Yeah.
The bathroom line versus buffering videos. You buffering on me right now?
No, I was going to say, I started watching that show Playlist last night, and it's excellent.
Huh.
It's the Swedish story of the founding of Spotify.
Okay.
And I didn't even think about how when Spotify was founded, you know, the only competitors were iTunes and then like LimeWire. Mm-hmm. And the key ingredient that made them so unique was that he insisted that when you started trying to play a song that it would play within 0.2 seconds or less, because that's what the amount of time that the brain thinks is instantaneous.
Gotcha.
And if it was 0.4 seconds, if there was any lag at all, everyone would just say, well, it's basically the same as buffering as whatnot. So when they got up to that, that's what made it so cool. Anyway, so I'll go with bathroom line.
It's brutal. Our next matchup is the number 10 seed. This was a good one. I forget one of you two added this. Theater previews while you're waiting for a movie.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting there for half an hour watching previews for movies you never watched.
I usually like them, but then there's about two or three too many, I find. Especially like if you go to the movies, that's a good amount.
There's like three times, where you're just like, this is the last one. Right. This has to be the last one. This has to be the last one. And it never is.
I like it for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, getting a text back after sending a risky one, which we kind of traced this in the last episode, but it still counts very much for this as well. So Francis, waiting for that text back after a risky one?
Yeah, sure. I don't think, I've always liked the previews, so I have no problem with that. I go so infrequently that I really enjoy them all.
That's big a deal. Gotcha.
Yeah, same.
Text as well, yeah.
Text as well?
I used to watch movie previews like when I got hammered and like came home to my dorm room. Like
watch them on YouTube,
I, as a former frequent moviegoer, I'd go 3 times a month at least. I would love every single preview, and they're geared towards the movies that you see. So if you're seeing a, you know, whatever PG-13 action movie, you're going to get PG-13 action movie previews. So, I always love previews, would love even more of them. So definitely the risky text.
Nick? I'm not a risky text guy. Movie previews are awesome. I'm abstaining.
Abstain?
Just like I did
it's
today.
The risky test.
I didn't know that was an option.
It's not really, but like if it's already won, we don't really make an issue out of it. So next up,
Francis the horny texter over here.
Oh, well, I was gonna say, I imagine Steve Che over there having sex when he was younger and inviting girls back to his dorm room to watch previews.
Yeah, like Tommy was Survivor.
Pretty good system.
Yeah, not when I was 18 or 19 for the most part, except that last week.
Hey, do you have 2.5 minutes?
I mean, good previews are typically a little bit longer, but yeah.
All right, there's a good question. So I talked about this with Rudy and Caroline the other day, and their answer stunned me. How long during sex do you think there should be penetration? Penis in vagina.
So you're not
penetration.
Talking, you're not talking,
I'm not out. Talking foreplay. I'm not talking kissing.
Like,
I'm
talking. What do you mean how long?
What about that 10 minutes I need in between pumps to get it hard again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that can.
Does the clock stop if I'm long dicking and you go all the way out?
Just general sex.
What if you just hold her butt cheeks together and have sex with that, but you're not inside?
The credit card swipe.
That counts.
Oh, fuck. That's good. We have to do a whole different bracket on that. Last
All right, no answer.
How
long do you think that should be?
Net total.
7 minutes.
5 to 10
I don't think there should be.
Say like 10
know,
max.
Should. I think
yeah, that was dumb.
They said 7. 30 minutes. I thought
30?
Fucking
what the
insane.
Fuck?
Wait, Rudy said that?
Rudy, yeah. They were both like, oh, yeah, 30 minutes of penetration.
Fucking
like,
blow
what
hard.
Are you fucking insane?
It's 2 episodes of Doug.
Dude, you're getting a fucking.
You know what? I used to like those two, and now I don't.
Now I don't.
Yeah. I don't like them weirdos. Weird
and we looked it up. Average is like 3 to 7 minutes. So we're in the right ear.
The last matchup of the day is the number 2 seed we talked about a while ago on the other side. Deplaning when you get to your destination versus the number 15 seed waiting for George R. R. Martin to make a book.
Rudy can't fucking do anything for 30 minutes without getting distracted.
He's dyslexic. I'm trying
That's not
to,
the thing
I'm
you're looking
trying
for.
Trying to say it correctly.
You're thinking of ADHD?
Yeah.
He's overall stupid.
He's dyslexic. So
yeah.
Hey, that's my trivia partner you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah. He accidentally talks asses.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Smarter than he should be based on how he looks.
So we'll start with you, White Sox Dave, deplaning or waiting for George R. R. Martin to make a book. I feel like you're not a Thrones guy. So
no, I'm very much a Thrones
guy. Okay, then
I love Thrones. I'm going to take this. I'm going to frame it as if I'm waiting for the book to come out so the TV show can come out because I don't read books.
Mm-hmm.
So by default, the only answer is deplaning. That there is such an etiquette behind just being on a plane in general, and it makes me sick to my stomach every time the plane lands and they throw the light on them and you get the little bell noise and people stand up in the aisle.
You can't
do that. That's against the rules.
Mm. Oh, man.
Like, sit there. I'll give you until 2 rows ahead of you to start, you know, getting ready to get up.
Do you know what I think I might start doing? I might start being the Francis of, like, you block
that
passing.
By the way,
if you just stand up in a plane aisle and don't let anyone else pass you, there could be something. That's like the
thought about that. I've thought about doing
that. At any moment, did you feel like you were going to get shot in the back of the head like Abraham Lincoln style when you did that?
I mean, I did it a few times, and there was one time where the guy was, like, getting mad, and then he leaned out of his – when he, like, leaned over to his glove compartment, and then I got out of it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Nick.
So I was just earlier on the episode very adamant about deplaning, but fantasy authors in general don't finish what they start.
Fact.
You know, I just finished the Kingkiller trilogy. Everybody recommended it to me. I burned through the first 2 books. Where's the third? Oh, it's not out yet. And I was like, oh, okay. When did he finish the second book? 11 years ago. They just die, and then Sanderson finishes. Every single fantasy book, they die, Sanderson finishes.
Who's Sanderson?
So he's a fantasy author in his own right, but he finishes everybody's
like an interim writer for a lot of fantasy.
So you just die, and he'll finish.
So George R. R. Martin? So
they wait to die. Yes, any fantasy writer.
Fantasy writers?
I don't read any books or fantasy books that deal in that realm.
Any fantasy football?
That is a different realm. But
that was very fantasy of you.
Deplaning never really bothered me. Even the people that cut, it's like, dude, you've just been on a plane for like a couple hours. Like, what's like 2 more minutes? But based on... Actually, no, you made a good argument. Fantasy...
Thanks, man.
George R. Whatever his
George
name is.
George R. R. Martin.
He's not going to finish.
I think George R. R. Martin is one of the greatest assholes of our generation.
Fact.
I think that I feel so bad for, what are their names? DB, Benioff.
No, fuck them.
No, listen, I feel bad for them that they got, like,
no,
when they signed up to do the TV series, they were never told they were going to have to end this universe themselves. They were told George R. R. was going
to do Star Wars.
Yeah, but they were told he was going to have a release, a finale book released that they could base their stuff off of, and that old piece of shit.
So they didn't have any job to do. You didn't want them to have any job.
Yeah, but also, Tommy, they proved that they were excellent at deviating from the books themselves.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have had to do that. He should have gotten the book out in time.
Maybe so, but once they made season six or whatever, and which was superb, probably the best season of the show,
definitely.
And that was a deviation from the books, it was anyway, like, okay, now we trust you with the reins.
Hmm. I'm voting deplaning.
Deplaning?
Yeah, how long has it been? How long do people wait for George?
Was it 2011?
Oh, well, that is a long time, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
like, deplaning feels like it's an hour, but it's only 10 minutes.
You're not. The book ends on a cliffhanger that you expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But here's the thing: you're not, when the book ends on a cliffhanger. Like, to use your example to talk about that, you finish a book, and you're like, "Where's the next book? Like, I want to start it." Once you realize it's not there, you're probably pissed off for a few minutes or whatever, and then you forget about it, right? Mm. Like, when you're waiting in line to take a piss, you're like, holy shit, like, this is, my kidneys are about to explode.
But you forget about that sooner once you pee.
And then you don't want to forget about the book, because then when this Game of Thrones, I've read all of them, when this Game of Thrones book comes out, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I will say to the point of this, it feels longer on the plane. There is an actual length to the Arthur thing, and like, it's not like you're spending 11 years just sitting there.
Exactly, that's like, you that's know that the plane is going to be deboarded.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're gonna. Yeah, I guess there's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sort of terrorist attack.
Yeah.
If it's already landed.
KB. Oh, KB.
Unexpected time.
Good terrorist. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Deplaning. We're 3-2 in favor of the planing. Francis?
What bothers me even more than people standing up out of turn and trying to rush forward is when people, it gets towards the back of the plane and people are caught unaware that it's now their time to get up.
That's also bad etiquette.
Like, if we've all been waiting this long and all of a sudden you get up and you're trying to gather your things and then there's a big gap.
Yeah.
Between you and the person. In fact, to the degree that if we're in row 33 and you're getting your stuff from the overhead and the rest of the plane is now empty because the people in front of you have put so much distance between you and them, that bothers me more.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you can consider that part of deplaning.
So it's, yeah, I'm surprised waiting for a fantasy author to finish a book is on this list.
That's
super esoteric.
It's a very long wait is the thing. And it's more of a joke pick, but it does actually.
It's terrible. It's so specific to you.
Well, me, Nick, we are many one fans of Game of Thrones.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, fuck the most popular franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
A
bitch about it.
Fuck Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, Harry Potter never had a wait.
Yeah, it did.
No, she wrote those books on schedule.
The first four came out, and then there were waits between the next.
Okay, but not so long that we
got
mad.
You just said it didn't have a wait.
My point being that only the Game of Thrones.
Well, though, like
J.R.R. Tolkien has, far as we know, had him out on time.
Yeah.
I don't know that he had a schedule to keep with them.
Well, he did it.
He did get them all out before he died, which is, I don't know if George R.R. Martin
finished.
How old is George R.R. Martin now?
He's not the healthiest
60s.
Guy. He's a big,
I think he's older than
Francis,
that.
I didn't mean to snap at you.
Did you?
Oh, never mind.
I thought we were kidding. Yeah.
How quick was R.L. Stein whipping those things out?
Oh, fucking bang.
It's like 100-page novels.
Quick,
yeah,
probably pretty possibly quick.
What was your favorite R.L. Stein book, Kyle?
The Choose Your Own Adventure. I forget the title, but it was, I thought it was like the coolest technology.
Oh, was there one in the museum?
I thought it was the most advanced.
You could, it was blew my mind that you could do different.
Did you guys like the TV show?
He wrote those Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Yeah. George or R.L.?
Yeah. R.L. was Goosebumps.
R.L. was Goosebumps.
Yeah. He did Goosebumps. Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah,
he did a Choose Your Own Adventure Goosebumps.
A lot.
Yes.
Oh, I just remember reading like the novels of those. There was one where there was like a Halloween mask that was really scary.
Yes, the cover of that one was realistic.
And I read every permutation, so it took a while.
So now we get into the playoffs.
You would just fucking die in those.
It'd always end in death.
We're going to get into our playoffs, but before we do that, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Ridge. All right, let's talk about Ridge Wallet. The Ridge Wallet is an ultra-slim, minimalist wallet. It holds up to 12 cards, plus room for cash. They got over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium, and
It's made with RFID blocking tech that protects you from digital pickpocketers, which is a thing now, and it sucks. That's a sign we're heading into the cyberpunk era. They also have a new key case to help organize your keys. It secures anything from up to 2 to 6 keys and organizes your keys in a compact silhouette and folds out for easy access. It has 6 colors and styles, including the 2 ones I mentioned before, carbon fiber and burnt titanium. Both me, Nick Tirani, and I think a few other people at the office, when they sent them over, we all are now like dedicated key case users. I use mine all the time. It's so handy. Really simple too, for like if you're holding a bunch of crap in your hands and you're just gonna flick the key out, get in your door. It's awesome. It feels really cool as well. It's almost like you're using like a screwdriver or something. Get the best offer at ridge.com/LCB and save up to 40% through December 22nd.
Thanks to Ridge. Now we have our playoff matchups. The first is Waiting for Christmas Morning, our 4 seed versus our number 5 seed, Amusement Park Lines. And Francis, you get to go first. Amusement Park Lines versus Christmas Morning, the wait.
Okay. Christmas Morning.
Look it.
I'm going Amusement Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
I was so pissed because he booked it and then immediately didn't get booked.
Yeah, fuck. It usually works.
Yeah. You kind of try to bully him into it.
Yeah, I
believe that he believes that. But.
I mean, no, because like I'm thinking Christmas Eve. At least I did. I'd get gifts on Christmas Eve at like my aunt's house. There was a little break up there. I truly despise waiting on an amusement park line. I really, really, really despised it. And it's less comfortable. You're standing up the entire time. Sometimes it's sweaty. Hot.
Okay, I got you there.
Yeah,
but it's one thing I would like to add about the amusement park line. Like I said, I haven't been to an amusement park in so long, but did you guys go for like 8th grade physics? We went to Six Flags Great America for 8th grade physics. It was like a social event.
8th grade physics?
Yeah.
I took physics in like 11th.
Yeah, me too.
It was like a high science class or what, I don't know, some science. It was a end of year field trip that you took with your science class.
Okay, yeah.
And it was like a social event for us. So it wasn't as bad waiting in line with all your boys, you know?
Yeah, that would be better. Stephen Che.
Sorry, what am I deciding between?
This is between Waiting for Christmas Morning and Amusement Park Lines.
Christmas Morning by a lot.
Christmas Morning by a lot.
I think Dave said it. Christmas Morning could have been a strong, strong, like undefeated 1 seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. White Sox Dave?
Christmas Morning.
That season's coming around the corner, and I have not felt jolly the past few years.
Oh, I haven't felt jolly.
It's going to happen.
We're in a Christmas spirit right now.
You want to try to get into Christmas spirit together? Yeah. Every year since like sophomore year of college, I'm like, I'm getting the Christmas spirit this year. And then it's like, oh, I got finals. You can't really get into it. I want to have some hot cocoa. I want to see lights and shit. I really want to be in the Christmas spirit.
I want to decorate my apartment.
As a guy who gets an upset stomach easily, hot cocoa, no. Absolutely no fly zone.
Tell me what to fucking put in my body.
Yeah. Automatic diarrhea.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah, my body, my choice, especially on election day.
All right, so Christmas morning, moving forward. Next matchup is Waiting for Your Uber When It Takes a While versus Waiting for Medical Tests. It's Dave, you're first.
I guess, again, by default, it's got to be the Uber.
It's got to be the Uber.
I don't go to the hospital.
It doesn't get tests. Anything.
Medical tests scare me because it's just like, it's probably not anything, but let's test it just in case.
Yeah.
And then like I had like I get moles taken off all the time, and I had one taken off, and then you get the call just like, hey, we're gonna have to go back in and take more out. Didn't look good, and then now you have like a scar across your stomach. It's not great.
That's a big ass. You got a scar across your stomach.
Still do.
Let's see this. Can we see it
all the time?
I guess. Yeah.
That's how scars work.
Yeah. What do you?
No. Moles taken off.
Oh.
I go to a dermatologist once every 6 months to make sure. Runs in the family.
Jay?
I think I got to agree with Ryan Whitney. You are a disgusting, vile human being, White Sox Dave.
What is that?
You just... I think Ryan Whitney
is the only person that's ever said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, why? What
it was more delayed. What was this about?
Just the fact that just never getting tested and bragging about it. And
it's not
calling girls. Kind of.
You guys brought it up.
Yeah, but you're...
About it if you guys brought it
up. You guys are the boner boys.
What does that mean?
They talk about boners a lot.
Waking up.
Oh, I mean, I like White Sox Dave, but
I don't know.
Never thought you did. That.
Yeah.
Now I kind of.
I love White Sox Dave.
Why would you do that?
Well, he makes our jobs easier.
One of his. Yeah, that was.
I mean, a lot of this stuff has come up today. Using the word cunt so frequently, combined with the stuff we've already gone over with you refusing to go down on women.
Good points.
It's not refusal.
I mean, I guess you were probably never asked.
I got that invite.
I feel like I'm in like the cafeteria right now, and I
get to see
a fight, like a fight.
No, I like White Sox Dave. I'm excited that he's in town. I want to hang out with him tonight.
Ooh, wait a
second. What's happening? What did I miss?
Even Che just said no girl ever asked White Sox Dave to go down on her, and that he's a disgusting, vile creature.
Yeah, in the words of Ryan Whitney.
How would you say that, Stephen Che?
Just everything we talked about in the last hour.
I don't think. Why do you think anybody's ever asked Dave to eat their pussy? Why don't you think anybody's ever asked?
Why not?
Well, you've claimed that you've never did, and
I have not claimed that, you idiot. You like to craft narratives.
Yeah. He did do that.
I did. I said
no.
I know
some narratives.
Yeah, he's just to fit.
But he sounds like he made some decent points too. I feel like you should.
Yeah, I think you two should
come back
on back and forth.
Yeah,
the reason I said that. And I actually said this when we were eating the vagina potato chips yesterday in the bar. I was watching that 70s show years ago, and I forget the whole plot of the entire episode. But
we're not telling us, Jesus.
What? No,
you didn't want you to explain it the whole way anyway.
The plot. Or there was a scene where Red, the bald dad, if you aren't familiar with the show, and then Eric, the son, the main character, they were reading the. Like a medical journal or something because they didn't know how a vagina works, which I think is a fair thing to say, but for most men,
sure,
it's a complicated organ. And Red goes, "God damn, this thing's got a mucous membrane," and the word mucus just fucking makes me sick. It's one of those words that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Everybody's got that word, so knowing that a vagina has a mucous membrane kind of creeps me out a little.
How do you think a pussy gets wet, Dave?
Mucus.
Is that why you started calling it cunt?
Yeah.
Instead of
I already told you why I called it cunt the couple of times.
His friends.
Because of his friends. Right.
My white ass homies
from New Zealand.
Okay.
Nuku'alofa.
He's a song to sing.
Sorry. So, Che, before you did the roast session of Dave, what was your actual pick? Uber and medical tests.
Medical tests.
Medical tests, Tommy?
Yeah, medical. As a guy who thought he was dying earlier this year, definitely medical tests.
Why this time?
Air of dread that kind of makes you not want to get it immediately, so Uber.
Oh, interesting. Uber, Francis?
Ooh.
What about the wait to get an Uber to go get a medical test?
I don't think that's as bad. Although if you had to wait a long time, regardless, it would suck.
Dave, I don't know if you understand how this works.
I do. I've been on this show many more times than you have.
There you go.
That's also not
true.
That's also not true.
It was a play on what we spoke on earlier.
That was good.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You probably thought you had.
Yeah. I mean,
because it was close enough for you to believe that joke.
Right, it was believable.
But it was a callback.
Yeah,
it was a callback to what we spoke about at dinner with that nice... steak we got a couple nights ago.
Francis,
what's happening?
The Uber, waiting for the Uber or medical tests?
I'm gonna go with Uber. I think
Uber. So we're tied up.
Yeah.
Goochman, you get to break.
Genjack, why don't you get a vote?
Yeah, I like moderating more. Right. Than I like voting. Yeah. I want to know what Gooch thinks.
Come on,
let's give Goochman a bone here.
Get out and vote. Got to go medical test.
Medical
test.
That's
just a terrible feeling.
Medical test is going to be going up against waiting for Christmas morning. Very morbid thing versus a very happy thing. Francis, you get to go first.
Christmas morning.
I think it's kind of easy.
Book it. Book it.
Oh, no, you are not getting me to beat medical test. That's my one one seed.
One for medical.
What has caused you to be such a hypochondriac?
I don't know. I think my mother is a bit of a hypochondriac, and that gets passed down. And
it's genetic.
Yeah. It might be genetic, or it also could be, the way you're raised. You worry about things, the toilet
nature versus
seats,
nurture,
the germs. Yeah, I think it's a combination of both.
Jay?
One is anticipation. One is dread. So the one that feels the longest but is the shortest is the anticipation in this case. So I'm going to go with the Christmas morning.
Christmas morning?
Yeah, Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. Going to move on. Christmas morning. So Christmas morning is going to be in the finals. On the other side of things, we have first White Sox Dave waiting for the bathroom line when you really have to pee versus the last hours of a shift.
Did you guys ever try to give out other people's gifts so you could be like the last couple so your Christmas lasted longer?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I used to get my brother and sister back when they were a thing DVDs
that I wanted to see.
When used to date
as a concept.
Are they disowned?
Or were they not
when
existing?
When DVDs were a thing. I used to get DVDs for my brother and sister
when they were a thing.
That was, right. Well, you know what that's called? I think it's called a misplaced modifier.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even try to hide it. That's what I would do.
Do you understand what I said?
I use context clues.
To arrive at the wrong.
So I was wrong. Explain it to me.
Wait, what are you saying?
What was supposed to be the purpose?
What is the misplaced modifier?
Okay, you said. You said I used to get my brother and sister back when they were a thing DVDs.
Yes.
And we all heard that as back when my brother and sister were a thing. Because
yes, I understand.
That needed to be placed at a different part of the sentence.
Okay. Now because, I get it.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like, oh, you were taking the purpose of that, what should be the purpose of the action, and changing it to fit your benefit, which has nothing to do with what you were speaking of.
Your action needs to apply to the correct noun, and it didn't.
Of course.
It's just like you said, what you meant to say was back when they were a thing, comma, DVDs.
Yes.
This.
Yes.
And what we heard was back when they were a thing, comma, my brother and sister.
Yes.
DVDs. Which is why we all laughed. But then I said that's a misplaced modifier, and you were like, I know. And then you said something that meant you did not know.
Exactly.
Which is why I love you, and you are one of my friends.
You'll get there maybe one day. Maybe one.
Jay is not getting there.
So, you missed a good one, Keith.
Oh, I like White Sox, Dave.
So anyway, our first matchup on the other side, waiting for the bathroom line versus the last hours of a shift, White Sox Dave.
I'm going to pull a Stephen Shea. Can you repeat that, please?
Waiting in the bathroom line when you really
wait, that's
pee?
Number one for me.
Oh, okay. Easy one?
I think the last hours of a shift. If you hate your job, it is brutal. And it is truly, truly depressing.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
That's also number one for me.
Last hours?
No, the peeing.
Oh, the okay.
I'm going last. I mean, I'm thinking school in my head. And I'm just remembering. This has been a nostalgia trip for how much I hated school. I mean, I feel like you... As an adult, you really forget how miserable it is to sit there 8 hours a day. This is reminding me of how much I truly hated that.
Clockwise.
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah. At my last job, I would break down the last 2 hours into 10-minute increments, time them each.
I would do tally marks.
Tally marks, stuff like that. It's that.
It's 3-2
right now. At my last job, we were supposed to have 100 outbound calls a day. Sales calls. And I would literally start calling friends at the end of the day just so it would register. Dakota. And I would call like different area codes and shit. Mm-hmm. I had a whole process behind it.
I hit
that number.
I have a similar story that resulted in a very tough decision or tough career move. Is that I also worked a sales job where they monitored your calls, and every morning they would send out a report. Mm-hmm. This person made this many calls. This is what their talk time was. So it'd be fine if you made like 2 calls in a day, but if your talk time was 2 hours or whatever,
right,
then you're fine. But mm-hmm. when you're not really doing well in sales, we found a website. It was irrigation.org, and it just had fax machine numbers. So we would, if we had to get to 75 calls in a day, we would maybe hit like 40 and then hit a bunch of fax machines. Now, one day, my buddy hit all fax machines and just mailed it in for the day. And so on the call report the next morning, which we all opened and looked at, he made exactly 75 calls, but his talk time was like 5 minutes. So he got brought into the office and canned because of that. And then they uncovered this website and all that.
I would have fake conversations on the phone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just talk to yourself.
Talking to what?
Oh, myself. The phone would be on, obviously, and I would just be like, yep, so we got this, I can get you that, just so people could hear me physically
talking
yeah.
across the cube. But yeah, so we're 3-2 in favor of the last hours.
Anybody?
It's the work in school.
It's the work in school, last hours of the day. Next, in the last matchup in our place before we get into the conference finals, I guess, is deplaning versus waiting for the risky text to come back. Francis, you go first.
I'll say risky text.
Risky text.
Deplaning.
Deplaning. Tommy.
This is tough.
I have to change my answer. It is deplaning. I'm is sorry.
Deplaning.
Damn it. I think, God,
struggling. This is hard. I'm going to go risky text.
One for risky text. Jay?
Risque text.
Another one for risky text.
Deplaning.
Deplaning. Wow, we're coming down to the wire. I thought this would be way...
Deplaning. Risky text to me. The anticipation is almost fun to see what you'll get back.
It is.
Yeah.
But you kind of know.
Yeah, I'm not casting those lines unless I know there's a solid or better chance that...
A risk for me is like 85%.
You know she's dragging that cunt over to your condo.
Exactly, exactly, Tommy. See, you get it, Tommy.
Yeah. I love a good piece of cunt.
Oh, don't see it. Why? What's wrong? It's just a
piece of cunt.
It's just a word.
Dave, you go first in the conference championship here. Get deplaning versus the last hours of a day shift, whatever we're saying.
Last hours of day shift, 100%.
Last hours?
It's brutal. If you guys have ever worked a midnight shift, I was working midnights at an orphanage once. Kids start waking up. You got to be like, hey, you got to stay in your room. You're waiting for the morning staff to come in. They're always rolling in late with big ass coffees. I've been there all night.
Have you guys ever worked manual labor jobs?
Yes.
No.
I was a land 7-Eleven.
That's the longest. That's the longest.
Oh my God.
You've never done a morning shift at an orphanage.
I like physical labor jobs because I'm distracted more by doing manual labor versus.
Well, no, a manual labor job that you don't have much to do and you don't really have a computer.
That's different. Yeah. Distract yourself. Okay. That's fair. Sorry. Who was
Chase?
I'll say this, though, about George Costanza absolutely nailed this one. If you look frustrated, you're the most productive person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
In the desk job setting, or even like it can do it in manual labor.
If you
labor
move really quickly and hurriedly.
Just, damn it.
Just move really rapidly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay?
Shuffling papers.
Is last hours of the day risky text?
No, it's last hours of the day versus deplaning.
Oh, last hours of the day.
Deplaning. Last hours of the day.
Last hours of the day.
Yep. Last hours of the day. Yep.
Book it.
Last hours.
The last hours versus the anticipation of Christmas morning. Francis, this is the finals.
How about two opposite feelings?
This is a good, the way this has turned out is nice.
Mm-hmm. Really turns out this well.
I'm going to say Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Yep, it's a saying for a reason. It's Christmas morning.
I really thought you were about to yell, book it again.
I'd welcome
them. I'm going last hours of the day. I feel bad. I keep voting against Christmas morning. I put it on my list. But I guess to me, waits feel longer when it's a bad thing than when it's a good thing. So I'll go with the whatever. Fuck last hours.
Last hours.
December 25th.
December 25th. Although I guess
last hours of the day. It is if you boring jobs are truly just make you want to. You want to kill yourself.
And you know exactly what you're getting into every single day, too.
Yeah.
So, even when you finally get over the hump at 5 p.m., you know, you're done for the day.
So, you're going last hours as well?
Oh, 100%.
Was your number one pick. So, now we're tied in the finals.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Goochman gets to decide the winner of the bracket.
This is intense pressure.
Fuck. I didn't think this would happen. Christmas, you gotta go Christmas. Christmas morning.
Gotta go
Christmas. That's not a thing anymore for us.
Oh, it is for
either
me.
Is the
it was titled when you were as a kid.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, it was more specific towards a kid. So the winner of bracket episode 53.
No, I want it to be specifically now. I still,
still now.
Yes.
You still get excited for Christmas?
Absolutely.
I get excited for gifts that I'm giving to my parents.
Also, that too, yes. That has shifted big time for me.
I'm a receive guy. I'll always be a receive guy.
Isn't it you're a receive
brother?
So you don't
wear what?
Yeah, all right.
You don't like going down on chicks, Tommy? That's what.
I mean, that ironically, I'd rather go down on a chick than fucking sit there and have her blow me. Ugh. but yeah.
I'm just picturing.
I love getting gifts.
I'm picturing Tommy in a 69 now, and it's no good.
Oh yeah,
he's on top.
He's definitely on top. So the winner of episode 53 is the anticipation of Christmas morning. Thanks to White Sox Dave for joining us. Keep a lookout for him and Francis's video, which I'm going to assume comes out within a few weeks.
Most cryptic video of all time.
Yeah, we have no clue what's happening with this.
Oh, yeah.
Got no idea what's happening. But
I will say this to tease a little more.
You have teased so much.
I'm going to tell you something we're actually going to do. I'm going to take him turtle racing.
Okay, we're going to tune in to watch the turtle racing in a few weeks. But
that hasn't happened yet.
We'll see you next week.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.